Flagged. Brought to you by us, fans like you, but mostly us.
New York, a city pushed to the edge. People pushed to the limit, and no one's got the guts to stop them.
It's collection time, Charlie.
But there is one way. One man who won't be pushed. Bronson's back in New York, bringing justice to the streets. Charles Bronson, Death Wish 3. In a dark corner of the world, three men will work together to bring you a podcast like no other. This is Fanatically Correct, where the fans, the geeks, and the nerds are always correct. With your host, MSK, Yo Peace, and Omega.
This is going to be a very unique episode because we're going to talk about things that we haven't seen yet. I guess, which is, you know, usually we talk about after the fact.
So wait, we're going to talk more about... Wait a minute. So we haven't seen this?
No, we haven't seen anything.
Heard it?
We're going to talk about... No. So this episode is going to be about... Like, do a trailer to the trailer about trailers?
For the trailers.
That's you know what?
For that's the trailer.
That's
how
stop.
This episode started.
Yeah, that's got to stop. That's got to stop the trailers to a trailer. The sneak preview to a sneak preview
trailer.
Like, some people just are getting really annoying with those things. Like, some companies are over the top.
The teaser to the teaser to the teaser.
To the teaser.
To the TV spot.
When the teaser, if the teaser.
So to the poster.
Yeah, this is Fanatically Correct, and we're going to be talking upcoming trailers. Trailers coming out for films later in this year, 2019. I am your host, Omega.
Hey, MSK.
Yo, peace.
And I guess we can... I guess before we start doing specific trailers, a couple things we can say. Like we were talking about there about the teasers and the trailers to trailers. They need to really stop also giving away so much.
Oh, yep.
And a lot of trailers. And we just did an episode. I don't know what order it's going to be aired in. On Endgame, though, but in fairness, the last Endgame trailer before the film came out was... There was a lot in there. there was a lot in there.
No, there was. There really was. Actually, this is a perfect segue to probably what just came out this week.
Yeah.
Which is the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we could use a spoiler alert warning on the trailer to Endgame before Endgame came out. They're like, hey, we're going to give away... I mean, in fairness... A lot of the things in the Endgame trailer were things, and I don't want to spoil. We're doing trailers, so I can't spoil it because this should be safe to listen to if you haven't seen Endgame yet. But there was things that we kind of already knew were going to happen. We just weren't sure 100%. We were like 90%. So they could have left us with our 90%. You know, they could have. They didn't have to make us 100%. Okay, yeah, that's definitely going to happen. You know, I think, yeah, with that. But that's a great trailer to jump into because it's well, I guess we have to talk about the pre-spoiler trailer to be safe, because there is now a spoiler full trailer that completely feeds right after. I know it's hard.
It's
it
so
feeds
confusing.
Right after Endgame, so it gives a lot of Endgame away. Hence the Tom Holland, which is funny to have him of all people be warned about spoilers. The Tom Holland comes out at the beginning and says, "If you haven't seen Endgame yet, then watch this trailer." So there's that trailer. So we could talk more about the other trailer, which, you know, I think it was only like, what, 20 seconds of scenes of difference that goes into it. But we do know, whether you've seen it or not, it's going to definitely explain a lot of things.
So wait. Which trailer are we going to discuss? The first one
the
or
second
the
second one?
The spoiler
or the third
one?
Because
let's kind of both without trying to not give away too
much. How
about
we just give a spoiler warning? Because they give a spoiler warning.
All right, so we're going to do it. In the Spider-Man trailer discussion we're going to have right now,
we'll
try not to go back to it. Spoiler alert.
There it is.
So if you haven't seen Endgame and you haven't seen the Spider-Man trailer, that's spoiler warning. Don't listen for about the next 10 minutes. What's your take on it, MSK? What do you want to say that you can not have to hold back with now?
The one thing I am going to talk about is Jake Gyllenhaal
as Mysterio.
As Mysterio in the movie, I think that, I mean, watching this trailer specifically, it already got me in a better mood to watch the movie, because the first trailer it was kind of like ambiguous. We don't know how, if it was going to be a prequel or what. Yeah. We didn't know where in the timeline it was going to be in the MCU.
Right.
Now, fully after watching Endgame, we know exactly where they are and how they're going to bring Jake Gyllenhaal's character in. I think it's going to be pretty cool. And the trailer itself
he might still turn heel. I mean, the fact that
I think for sure he's still going to turn heel.
We already gave the spoiler alert and we already gave the spoiler warning. The fact that he's from an alternate reality. Now, this is where it might get confusing if they're going to go straight up other dimensions, because Nick Fury in that trailer says the snap tore hole.
Well, it's a multiverse. Yeah. It's going to be a multiverse.
Yeah, so it's a multiverse. And is the multiverse based on alternate timelines that create these universes? Or is there another multitude of universes on top of parallel universes that exist due to changes in timelines?
So deep.
Yeah, it's going to get crazy.
What's crazy is that you've gotten so much out of a trailer, which is our point from the beginning.
Yeah, too much information in the trailers.
I mean, there's a lot of spoilers in that trailer.
I think they did it, though, because of that. I think a lot of people were a little fussy about the fact, after watching Endgame even more so, about not knowing what direction Far From Home was going to go into and how setting it's going to be if it's a prequel. And I think that's what they wanted to do, was just get it out of the way that this is not a prequel. Now, they didn't have to give away the stuff about Mysterio and him being from an alternate reality and all that.
Which we kind of expected it.
I didn't expect the multiverse thing, and it makes sense now after Endgame. But I didn't really expect that part.
After Endgame, yes, that you expected that, though, right?
The multiverse? The Mysterio being from the multiverse? I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I didn't expect that either.
No. I didn't even think they were going to touch it, because, again, we didn't know if this was going to be a prequel.
I'm not saying by you watching the first trailer.
No, he's saying after Endgame and in this trailer.
After Endgame.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. After Endgame, sure, I expected that.
No, I didn't. I still didn't, because in the comic books and in the animations also, Mysterio started out pretending to be a hero and was truly a villain. Now, the question is, will he turn heel, or is he just a hero in that universe that's now in our universe, and will there be another evil Mysterio later, possibly played by another actor or whatever, and, you know, almost like they do in the Batman DC multiverse with the Red Hood and all that. Are we going to get that? And on top of that, they also give away that the villains are all from an alternate reality and their elements. So same thing. Here we were thinking that I thought that was going to be Hydro and Sandman. And you know what I mean? Like all these other
Spider-Man villains. The Sandman thing.
Now they're going to be, now they're elements from another universe also. That I'm fine with that.
It's going to be pretty good.
No, it's going to be a great film. I mean, a lot of the things that they're showing in it, of course, the CGI is great again. It's going to be...
Thank you, Disney.
It's going to be a good film. It's going to be a good film.
Yeah. As a trailer, I think it worked. It didn't give too... I mean, it did give a lot away. I shouldn't say that. It gave a lot away. Especially if you hadn't seen Endgame. But it works for the people that have already seen Endgame to hype you up.
I personally, though, before we move on, and I know we got a lot of things to go.
Yeah.
But I personally would have preferred them doing it after Endgame. Just give me the trailer right after Endgame. It was that first one. I didn't need it, but that's just me personally. I really didn't need it. I was not gonna be hyped about Spider-Man. That's just me.
For the first trailer, yeah, I agree with that. It would have been great if they showed the one that came out this week in the beginning of Endgame. Just ruin it for everyone.
Yeah, that would have been even better.
Yeah, it would have been amazing.
That would have been even better.
Yeah,
it's like, good luck figuring that out.
that would have been horrible. Awesome.
So what do you got?
So a spoiler warning lifted. Everything else we're going to talk about now is not a film we've seen or sneak peek, so it's safe to be listening again now. MSK actually has a pretty bitter, he's more of a trailer buff and has a little bit more insight how trailers work and like how they affect the film. So kind of like break that down a bit. You have like a different take on like what, you know, because the rest of us just see a trailer and like me, I'm just a regular, I don't go really depth into trailer. Like, you know, like it doesn't affect me as much if a trailer, I mean, I do say it does give too much if it does.
I mean, trailers do give a lot. Like, nowadays, trailers give too much away.
They give too much.
They should just not, like, I don't know what happened and where did that become popular for them to be doing these things. But I honestly, if I watch a trailer, get me hyped for the movie, that's it. I don't need the extra information.
But I get that. But even you and I, like, MSK will get into, like, he knows, like, trailer tricks. Like, he'll start talking about, like, oh, that's a trick. And then he's already, like, we're hyped and we're pumped for a movie after seeing a trailer. And he's not. He's actually the opposite. Right. He's like, no, they did this, they did this. Yep. I know those tricks. Yeah. And, like, so that's what I'm talking about. I kind of bring those points out because this is when we hit those notes as we're, you know, bringing up trailers.
Yeah, it's true.
If it's easier to use one as an example, I mean, go ahead, pick from the list.
No, I mean, it's true. The trailer, I mean, me watching trailers, it's kind of different because I see the hype. As a fan, I'm seeing the hype. I'm hyped for the movie, but I'm also watching it as a person that, you know, I do trailers, so like I watch it and I, you know, I see the tricks. I'm like, okay, I know what you guys are doing. You're showing me the ending here, but you're only showing a little bit of the ending, so I think it's not the ending. Like I could kind of predict in some ways where they want you to go, like in your mind, what they want you to think and what they feel. And that's really what trailers are about. They want to provoke a certain feeling, a certain tone for the movie before you watch it. And the best trailers are the ones that fool you.
Yeah.
If you go in and you see a trailer and then you watch the movie and you're like, okay, I predicted all of this. It, like, the trailer gave away everything, especially the ones now that are giving away everything. It's terrible.
So not to bring it again, because we talk about this a lot, but what you're saying is Iron Man 3.
I've always said this. Iron Man 3, marketing wise, it was perfect. Marketing it fooled a lot of people, including myself. I honestly thought it was gonna be a good movie,
right?
And it fooled me. And the best trailers do that. The best trailers, if it's a bad movie, and they create a feeling, evoke a good feeling of this movie's gonna be awesome, and you go in, and at the end, it's not good. Then the trailer did its job. I mean, as a fan, you hate it, as you know, just like me in Iron Man 3. But the trailer itself did a great job.
I'll take a step back, and I know some trailers, as we go down the list, to like not just be a 3-hour episode of us trying to break down every trailer we see. Some we're just gonna go down the list and say, yeah, garbage, or it looks great, or whatnot. But one that I think actually kind of does the opposite. I think it doesn't give much away at all, and some people, the little bit they've been given, are already hating it. And some people are just like, okay, I really don't know. I want to see what it is. And I'll just use as a first example, as far as that, it comes out in October, is The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix. And that take on what we know for sure now is the Joker of Gotham City. But I think that that's a trailer that doesn't give a lot at all.
No, you know
what I mean? Like, and I think a lot of people are basing on a very small amount of information. They're building the entire storyline and beginning and ending on it. But I personally, you know, watching that as a movie fan, I mean, again, there's the DC thing, and you know, they're kind of hit or miss a lot lately, but I personally am still, I gotta see it, you know what I mean? If they don't give me another trailer in more depth of this one, am I in a rush? Am I overly hyped to go see it right away, like opening night? Probably not. I don't feel it's something that I'm really worried about a spoiler. Maybe that's the trick, and it will. Maybe there's a real big thing that happens, and if it gets leaked, I'm like, oh man, I didn't want to know that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But I think that that's a good trailer. I mean, I know from what I can see already, Joaquin Phoenix is going to give a good performance. I seriously doubt he's not. And I, like everything else, I really don't know what the tone is. Do you guys see more into what that trailer's giving?
I personally
don't.
Well, from what I'm getting from the trailer is they're really going to hit hard on the mental illness aspect of that character. The production-wise, if this movie goes through and it's successful, the production team does have plans on making a lot of DC movies.
Origin.
Are one-shot. They're not part of a universe. They're not part like a MCU or
DC. Like a what-if. A what-if alternate take on
characters. Yeah, exactly. It's like a one-shot comic where it's just one story and it's done. I personally want to watch this movie because I want to see what they do with, because they kind of did it in The Dark Knight with that Joker.
Yeah.
But they, to me, I think they're going to drive it more home. They're going to go deeper into his character, into his backstory, because we're actually seeing a backstory this time.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, and I think that's kind of what, because I think people were so, and this is my thing, like with Lex Luthor and things like that, is if I already got one that pleased me, which the Heath Ledger Joker pleased me, I'm happy with that, I was fine, and that's why I really didn't hate the Jared Leto Joker as much as other people did, because I don't compare, and I'm like, hey, you know what, now it's fine to explore other Jokers, because I kind of don't want to see someone try to do Heath Ledger again anyways. Yeah, you know what right, I mean? I don't, right. That's it, you know, if it would have been Heath Ledger again doing it, great, unfortunately we're not going to get that. I don't want to see someone do their Heath Ledger impersonation, not saying that there's a lot of actors that could do it and do it great, I just still rather not do that. I'd rather see different takes on the character. The Jared Leto one was a very different approach, and yeah, I get yeah. that. I think it kind of worked yeah, for SoundCloud that rapper. Tone that they went with, but I think that that's what's offsetting, is that what made the Heath Ledger Joker so great, taking outside the performance of the actor, is the no backstory, the not knowing. He's telling different stories to everybody right. as to how he got his scars, so therefore you don't know his origin. They have no fingerprints on him. He just showed up. He has no rap sheet. Like, they just don't know, and I love that. He's obviously mentally disturbed somehow.
Right.
He's obviously
for sure theatric. There's a mental something.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, but we don't know it specifically, and the not knowing is great. But again, because we had The Dark Knight as a sequel to Batman Begins, they built this dark world of Gotham, and it's not specifically about the Joker, but he is a major character in it. Now, I think that's what's throwing people off. They don't want to know now an origin story. They don't want to have a reason for the Joker being the way he is, because, yeah, falling in the bat... If I don't know if that happens in this one, if that's even going to happen, if he falls yeah. in a vat of acid, or if he gets scars, or whatever the case is, but that's still all a lead up from different versions we've seen in the comic books of how he snaps, and this one's going to give us one specific take on how he snaps.
So,
and I think a lot of people don't want that.
So when I see this trailer, mm-hmm. I think, and this is going to show my age, but I think of the movie Falling Down.
Yes.
That's yeah. what I see.
Yeah,
with Michael I see Douglas. A man with Michael Douglas. I see a man yeah. just snapping, getting that moment of snap, and just going crazy, and just
yeah.
from there on, yeah. it's yeah. that buildup, that you know that pressure of, yeah. of just like life hitting him
yeah.
back and forth
of
back
how
and
society.
Forth. Well, unfortunately, we'll see, and it might be. It might get hated. This might be one of those movies like Silence of the Lambs that is a great movie, but then the critics crush it because, unfortunately, it's a little too real. It's taking an extremely villainous, over-the-top character from the comic books and right. from movies and from animation and from so many different platforms, and in making it too real for us and almost taking us, and I hate to say it, like the Joker that, you know, that shot up during Dark Knight, that theater that he called himself the Joker.
Right.
But basically that story of people, which it happens, snap and do awful, horrible things in the real world, and unfortunately that might be an aspect that's going to hit too close home. To home for
yeah.
a lot of people.
Yeah, right? It's gonna. Yeah. But I mean, it's an interesting aspect because I mean, there's one line. I don't know if you guys caught this when he's writing down his comic routine. There's a line that says the worst part about having a mental illness is people expect you to behave as if you don't. And that right yeah. there kind of tells you where he's at. Mentally
at that,
about yeah. how society has been kind of treating him, and that aspect of that character is very interesting to me, and I'm actually hyped to see that, what they're going to do with that
yeah.
If they could yeah, pull it off, I'm not sure, but I do want to see that.
Well, I'm going to do a side note, because I think this is a very different take, and this is one I really want to bring up, and this could be a trailer that is unfortunately maybe giving a little bit too much away, but it kind of still falls into the DC realm because it's obviously based on Superman, the origin of Superman, but it's not Clark Kent. I know it's already on IMDb what the character's name is, but the trailer to me just looks incredible, and that's and it's James Gunn directing it. It's a film called Brightburn, and that trailer is just, I mean, I literally just watch a trailer, you know what I mean? Unfortunately, that's the problem. They might have given us too much, and I'm kind of just gonna be waiting for all these things to happen in the film. I hope the film's gonna be offering a lot more than just what the trailer gives. But if you haven't seen that trailer, pause, watch a trailer on your phone real quick or on your TV or whatnot, and now listen to us, you know, so I don't ruin the trailer for you. But in that trailer, it's basically Superman evil. And it could also be, and that's why I'm bringing off a Joker, it could be a mental illness thing as well. Because if you take someone like Clark Kent or Kal-El from Krypton, he can end up with the nicest family in Kansas, yeah. Wholesome farmers and all that great stuff. But if he's psychotic, if he's mentally disturbed in a way, like, let's say, you know, manic depression, schizophrenia, anything like that, and that's what I'm saying, they might go that route because the lack of empathy or sympathy and things like that. And if he has the powers that Superman has, how do you discipline that?
Right.
How do you construct that? This kid throws a tantrum. He's destroying cities, you know, and that's what they're attacking. And it looks like it's going to be shot like a horror, like a thriller, which we know Gunn has the chops to do that. And and by the trailer, you're seeing, it's like, man, it is creepy and scary. And I don't know what route they're going to go to stop him, unless he also has a kryptonite thing, because I don't know if it's going to be shot for shot, you know, everything that is Clark Kent, because like I said, the character is a different name, but
yeah, it's obviously Brandon, based on it. Brandon Bray or something.
Yeah, like. So they're doing the BB. So Brandon, they're doing like the Peter Parker. Yeah, the Peter Parker, the Lex Luthor, the double letter for first name and last name. But still, and I love the take, because I've always thought, I'm like, man, you know what? They've always done that in the comic books where they give us alternate versions of Superman, some good, some evil, Red Sun, where he's raised by the Russians, but they don't give
us
the
great comic book.
But they yada yada the upbringing, they jump through it. They go, hey, I know, but they go, he landed in Russia, was raised by them, and now he's this guy. They always yada yada right through the upbringing, where this one is focusing on the upbringing of an evil Superman. And what that's got to look like.
Yeah. Well, I don't think, and again, they might go with this one, they might go with the psychotic version of it, or the mental illness of it. But again, it's just that it's a good take on it, because if you think about it, it's just kids. You were a kid, and kids are cruel, man.
Yeah, that's the same tantrums. How do you,
and you
discipline
don't need
that?
You don't need to have mental illness to just snap as a kid and getting picked on. And once you notice, hey, wait a minute, I can do this.
Yeah,
I can do this and not be hurt. I can do this and stop all this violence. Then it's on.
Yeah,
you know. So well, it's that take into it.
Yeah, I mean, as a trailer itself, it's very. It straight up, it's a Superman story. Got a Superman story and made it into a horror like type of movie, and I dig the feel. I'm interested in the feel of it, because the way the trailer shows it, it's really, how do you give this kid this power? And I'm for sure what Yopish just said, I think it's gonna go toward maybe the bully aspect of it, maybe the kids picking on him and him figuring out that he has this power to defend himself. And as a kid that's being bullied, I mean, how does he not, you know, go after these bullies with that power, you know?
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. And then it goes into, I'll bring in just a quick example from one of the next trailer. What was the one with the three kids that it was shot? God, what's it called now? I'm trying to remember. It Michael B. Jordan was one of his first films when he was much younger. And the other kid was a great actor, where the three of them get superpowers because they're in contact with them.
Oh, yeah.
I try to remember the name of that film now, but it's similar to that, because the main character was a nerdy kid who actually had like an older cousin that was super cool with him, and then they made friends with the school jock, you know what I mean, slash valedictorian and popular, but he still got all these powers now, and he still had this background.
Chronicle,
there you go. And he still had that backstory of being picked on here and there, and then he'd still end up turning into something monstrous, you know, by the end. So it's not that it hasn't been done before, it just hasn't been done with Superman. You know what I mean? With those specific, and it's those specific powers. And then that's what I like about the horror aspect of it, is how scary those powers are if they're used to not just hurt you, but to scare you.
Right.
Super speed, cold breath, impenetrable, the heat vision, you know, and that's like the double entendre, the double meaning of the word Brightburn. The name of the town is Brightburn, but obviously he can burn, you know, very bright through things with his eyes. Yeah. I think it's going to be a great film. That one I'm really looking forward to. I might be getting hooked, line, and sinker, I'm hyped. I know, but I'm hyped. I'm looking.
Yeah. I just want to say one thing before we move on. I don't want any fans to email us or hate on us, but James Gunn is actually not the director of this movie. He's a producer of it.
He's one of the producers.
Yeah, he's one of the producers. And his brother, two of his brothers, Brian Gunn and Mark Gunn, are the writers for it. So,
okay.
And these guys are big comic book nerds, I'm sure. So that's why we're... Well, and, it's and very I know they work together to
a lot.
Superman.
Yeah, they work together on a lot of stuff. So, yeah, it's most likely going to be...
The Gunn family. Is. He meant the Gunn family. That's what he meant.
The Gunn, sure. All of them have their hands on it. So
let's do some quick some flash round, because I don't want to spend too much time focusing on the bad ones, but we could go down the list of some
bad trailers. Let's do this.
I'll say quick. Definitely a bad one is You know, I'm
going to say
all the trailers. All the trailers for shows look good, but I'm going to say mine real quick because I'm going to spend forever talking about it, so I just want to, like, spit it out there. That Fast and Furious Hobbs and Shaw, that's garbage. Oh, I'm sorry.
Man,
all you Fast and Furious fans, whatever, that's horrible. I'm sorry. I know it's going to have moments in it that are good. The Rock, yes, he's funny. He's charismatic.
I
don't know. I'm not going to watch that movie. And I like Idris Elba. I like The Rock. I'm not against Jason Statham either, but I'm just not a fan of that franchise.
So I'm out.
The trend did nothing for me.
I'm out.
Sonic?
Oh, I wanted to touch on Sonic later on.
Sonic. Okay, we'll go back. We'll revisit.
People are getting warning.
On Aladdin, unfortunately, we need to elaborate a little bit on.
Yeah. Here we go. Men in Black International.
Yeah, I don't think we need to dive really deep into
I'm gonna probably disagree with you guys here. I don't mind it.
Really?
I don't mind.
Well,
I don't mind.
I don't hate it, and I'm probably gonna see it, but I don't think it's gonna be anywhere near as good as the first three.
No, I mean the trailer. If we're talking trailer wise, the trailer, it wasn't that great, but the feel of the movie, it's very like, I think they're gonna match it, not match it in quality, but I think
bro,
it fits in that world.
Gaga, bro. Gaga. That is gaga.
No, the trailer is good. The trailer itself is not good, but I'm saying that and it's predictable. I mean, I'm pretty sure Liam Neeson's the villain in that movie.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
like, I'm just going to call it right now.
Yeah,
maybe we'll revisit this and maybe it got me, but.
Yeah, you might be right.
You've gotten got, sir.
Because it's really Thor.
I'll say that would be good. I'll say a quick one, Child's Play. I think that the only reason it's getting, like, it's the only reason I even put it on the list is because it's freaking Luke Skywalker, Joker, Mark Hamill doing the voice of Chucky.
Yeah.
So
I'm not watching.
I think that's the only. Yeah, I'm not that exactly. I'm gonna probably watch it on Netflix, and more today I'll just watch it on YouTube get the best clips. You know, on YouTube, otherwise, like the best clips of. Mark Hamill being the Joker, basically the trickster as Chucky, throughout this movie, because I just seriously doubt that it's going to be.
It's just the whole premise of the movie does not. I mean, that trailer didn't sell me at all. There's nothing there.
I'm not sold on the trailer, but I'm watching it because I want to see how they Black Mirror me, because now are you going with the technology is wrong, or are you going AI, or are you going with what it is, which is the soul. I need to see this. This is what I want to go see.
You want to see if they go voodoo, the original storyline, which is voodoo soul transfer,
or
if it's AI gone wrong.
Yep.
Judgment Day, Cyberdyne. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't need to see that.
Yeah. You let us know.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
You let us know about that movie. I'll let you guys know about Men in Black International.
Yeah.
There you go. How about that's a quick one. It looks like garbage. Dora the Explorer. That's
nope,
like
skip.
Why
I'm not gonna even comment on that.
I gotta go watch it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, here's the only comment I'll make about it. I don't get it because the kids watch Dora and she's supposed to be a little kid, but the movie's like a high school age Dora.
Yeah.
Is it a sequel to the show?
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. That's and I don't want to know. But my point is, I just get
she's
that.
An explorer.
I'll get that out of the way.
It's not for our demographic anyways. I mean, none of us grew up with that show.
I'm going to go. I grew up with that show.
At age 25, you grew up with that show.
Well, I grew up with that show. I grew up with that show because I had a daughter who watched it so many times.
Oh, man,
that,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, wow.
I'm so sorry.
I grew up as well with the show, so I have to go watch it with her, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. She might not like it. She might be disappointed because of
she's going to get mad that you took her to watch that movie.
High school age Dora, yeah.
No, she's not going to be disappointed, I'm telling you. My kid is very, she's good with movies, or not. Frozen 2.
Godzilla, King of Monsters. I bring that up because I want to bring
completely past it.
The hell out of me. You saw that, right?
What did you say?
I said Frozen 2, and you came in with Godzilla.
So yeah, so Godzilla, King of Monsters.
That's funny. Anyways, Godzilla. Yeah, what were you gonna say, Omega?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, we're not talking about Frozen 2. We're not talking about Iceman. I'll give you the one side note. Frozone did it better. With Godzilla, King of Monsters, I bring that up. To me, I think it looks pretty good. I enjoyed the first Godzilla film. I'm not gonna say it's a great movie, but I enjoyed the King Kong movie as well, which also is building towards this universe.
Which King Kong did you enjoy?
The most recently one, the one with Samuel Jackson and Skull Island.
That one wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad with
Loki. Yeah. Well, I'm just looking forward to the build up because in that film they build up towards the Godzilla universe because that's taking place during Vietnam, so it's like a jump back. But that's because they're building towards King Kong versus Godzilla,
right?
Type of thing.
Yeah.
So. And the reason I bring up the Godzilla King of Monsters, it is what it is. I mean, it's a basic trailer. You know what you're going to get. You're either going to like that kind of a monster movie or you're not. It's a different take on it. It's not the garbage that they did with, Matthew Roderick? And that was just horrible. It's a sequel to the first Godzilla, the most recent Godzilla one that they did, which it was a different take and a different way.
I still haven't seen that one. Is that one good? Because I still have not. My kid saw it. You took my kid to see that movie.
Yes, we took your kid as a baby, and he loved it. He was like two, and he was enjoying it. Yeah, it's definitely a very different storytelling of Godzilla. But why bring up this trailer on a more fanatically correct note for the other two hosts is because it's starring our friendly number 11 from Stranger Things, and that trailer is out for Netflix, which doesn't come out till 4th of July. Millie Bobby Brown.
I like where they're going with it. I like it already.
Yeah. The trailer was great. The trailer. The Stranger Things trailer was perfect.
Yes.
I think it's a kind of a different shift for us because they're doing 4th of July, Independence Day, summer. The first two seasons were both Halloween-ish time period. I mean, the second season definitely had a Halloween episode. But regardless, I think that we kind of were in that fall, darker time, and it kind of feels like, the friendly summertime, but they're kind of changing, the tone of the season. So I'm curious as what is it going to be still with the alternate dimension thing, or is it going to be something already from our world that we don't know about?
I mean, Will's going to go. So, I don't know what's happening to Will now.
Yeah, I think Will's going to turn.
I think so too, man. I kind of have a feeling he's going to turn too.
Yep. Spoiler for those that haven't ever seen it.
So yeah, no, but Stranger Things season 3, I'm looking forward to that. On the show's end, I'm also looking forward personally. I mean, I know by mid-season I'm going to hate it. I'm just going to brush through it. I'm not going to get into it, but Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about that. Listen, Stranger Things. I'm not talking about The Walking Dead. I refuse. That's a different episode. Stranger Things, before you change the subject. the setup for that trailer, the way that music hits, and the way Dustin comes back from camp, changes. And the feeling that evokes, like, the 80s feel is still there, but not in a gimmicky way. Like, I think that trailer did a perfect job selling that show. And I think everyone was already all in on Stranger Things, but I think as a trailer, it works perfectly.
Yeah, they're setting us up for what the vibe is going to be for this one. The other ones are more of a coming of an age, and this one's, still they're all coming of age stories because it's a group of young kids that is still growing up. But we're starting to get that more independent, on their own. We're getting that summer. They're getting older. They're getting into adolescence. They're
drifting apart. You kind of see like the team kind of doing their own thing, and I think that's going to be that's going to play a big part in it.
What's the character? The Ferris Bueller-looking kid with the long hair.
Steve.
Like, he's kind of, like, getting really nerdy now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's, like they're, like, it's, like, you're seeing a lot more Dustin rubbing off on him than the other one.
Which is great. They're becoming best friends. That's what it is. Yeah. And it's awesome.
Which is it's an interesting dynamic to see that. So, yeah, Stranger Things, that's a good-looking trailer. I agree with MSK. As an actual trailer, they're doing their job. Back to movies. I mean, let's go to one big one. Because if we don't talk about it, it's going to be insane and no one's going to give us any credit. I'll let Yo Piece dive more into it. But let's talk about Rise of Skywalker.
I mean, I'm diving in. I see that what I was noticing is the change of not the change, but what we thought was going to happen, and it looks like it's not going to happen anymore, which is Skywalker thing. It's back in your face. So is she a Skywalker now, or was that a lie, or
I could give you guys a theory that's going around. I don't know if you guys want me to talk about it.
Yeah, sure.
The idea is J.J. Abrams was originally gonna do more than the first film, right? He did the first film, he plotted it out, and then Rian Johnson did the second film, The Last Jedi, and he changed Rey's, the idea of what Rey was gonna be, that her whole backstory, they changed
it. What's a lie?
Now that J.J. Abrams is back, I think they're gonna try to retcon that a little bit and kind of try to make her a Skywalker. And the theory is that she's a clone off Luke's arm that was cut off from Empire Strikes Back. So I don't know.
And clones do exist. In the universe.
So I don't know if it's a hard sell. It all depends on if they do that theory. If they write that, they have to write it really well, and that's hard. I think it's going to be hard to pull that off.
Well, hold on. I'm gonna spit out a theory now. Actually, if the Emperor's involved, it might be from Anakin. So actually, she could just be a created life from the DNA of Anakin Skywalker, as opposed to Luke.
I mean, the other theory is that she's a clone of, or comes from, some sort of DNA from the Emperor himself, and that's why you hear him at the end. And there's a lot of theories going on. I think Star Wars, as the fans are seeing it, they're gonna get so much criticism,
screwed. Doesn't matter. If you already started hating it since the first one, it's not enough, like the original, whatever. You're just gonna keep hating them moving forward. Yeah. And I think it was the same thing with Star Wars. Even though a lot of people did take a turn, so maybe they'll get people back. They took a big turn from Force Awakens, with it. They liked it and then hated
The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi. Yeah.
I think the problem with Last Jedi is that that's the movie, feel-wise, like cinematography-wise, looked the least Star Wars. And I think a lot of hardcore fans really took offense to that. Now, going back on this trailer, I think it's going back to a more Star Wars feel. I think J.J. Abrams is going to bring back that type that of feeling that used to be, before The Last Jedi. I think a lot more fans will be enjoying this a little bit more.
Which, the good thing about the break, because I was kind of like, there was a lot of people like, I liked it, but it was too much like the originals. And then they got, The Last Jedi, like, oh my God, that's horrible. What are they getting with? The total contradiction. Like, it's too different now, whatever. So now they'll appreciate the step back, maybe, to the Rise of Skywalker.
So you hope, but I think again that movie it's
screwed. That's dead. What you said a couple of episodes back, and I agree.
No, I did, and I think it's dead on before it even comes out. I think the fans, the ones that love it, are just gonna love it already and just not pay attention to whatever, like you know what I mean. Like, they're just gonna love it, and then the ones that have been hating it are gonna tear it up even worse. And it's just one of those things for me.
Yeah, but I'm personally hyped because after seeing the trailer, I mean, it's not the best Star Wars trailer. I think The Force Awakens I think The Force Awakens was a better trailer because we hadn't seen those characters in like 40 years together.
Yeah.
But this trailer, I think, you still see Lando in the Millennium Falcon. You see the goodbye to Carrie Fisher, to Princess Leia. And you see, you hear the Emperor at the end, and you watch the remains of the first Death Star, or the second Death Star. It got me kind of hyped. I mean, I'm already ready to watch the movie, so I hope, I hope it's just a great film. I just hope it's a great film.
Speaking of getting hyped up, how about Dark Phoenix? Wow.
I'm out. I'm completely out on the X-Men. I'm done. That trailer doesn't look good to me at all.
Okay,
that,
let me put it this way, Omega. So, I'm okay with the new X-Men's. And I think
Side note, no Gambit movie.
Yeah,
unless Marvel's doing it. Yay! Yo, Peace is very, very happy.
So, congratulations.
So I'm okay with the new class, and even though all the mistakes and everything that's with the continuity and everything that's wrong with X-Men, I'm okay with them. I am not. I'm done with Phoenix. I really don't care what happens with it. I'm not even being that guy that's just like because I don't even know how to tell you this, but it's just I'm done with Phoenix. I don't want to see it. I don't care. I really don't care.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's gonna be done right. I think what they did in their first take on it in the films and just made it like a personality as opposed to an entity. This obviously in the trailer they're showing that it's actually the comic book story where an entity merges with her, and that's the. What the Dark Phoenix is, so I think it has a better chance.
The trailer didn't. I mean, I'm already out on the X-Men, but as a trailer, yeah. I will say that the best part of the trailer is when Magneto saying that thing of how they're always arguing and Xavier's always apologizing, and he's just I don't care anymore.
Well, yeah. That's me.
Yeah, that's how I feel as a fan for X-Men. I don't care about these movies anymore.
Look, the last X-Men redundant. Movie is Logan.
Yes, I agree. The X-Men world has too many fan films, what I call fan films, that I don't even want to touch. So yeah, I know Omega's hyped for it. He'll probably see it opening night, but
no, I'll see it. Well, not opening night, but I'll see most likely opening weekend.
Yeah.
I'll see at some point at time, but that's my take on it. How about we circle back and we get into a little bit Aladdin.
All right, go.
As of now, there's been two, actually like three or four. Okay, that's the other thing. There's way too many trailers for Aladdin. They're trying to find. I'm gonna get Yo Peace gather his thoughts because he's probably gonna attack the first trailer, which is the one that everyone's gonna talk about, which is our first glimpse at Genie. But I will say that as of right now. It looks like they can't find a direction to market towards. They have like a Jasmine trailer,
that's and then they have the movie has musical no trailer,
and then they have
their marketing scheme is basically to try to get as much nostalgia from our generation to watch that
anything
movie.
Anything to get going.
Yeah.
So today I read that this movie will be 30 minutes longer than Aladdin. 30 minutes, guys. Than the original Aladdin. So they invested all this money, all this time in doing a live version of Aladdin, and they're only giving us 30 minutes longer, guys. 30. So the first trailer that I saw, my God, what happened with Genie? What was that? And don't tell me no, because I know they went back and they fixed it.
No, you know what? I'm gonna disagree with you. I don't think they fixed it. I think they purposely did that. They showed all the Genie things. Remember these trailers and Omega, you wanted me to go deeper into the insight of trailers.
Yeah.
These are not final renders.
Yeah.
You know, not counting DC movies. For some reason, they still use shitty renders. But whatever. on the trailers, these are not the final renders of the movie. They just give you the previews and it's not completed. The CGI is not completed. The blue Genie, I think they showed it first because knowing everyone would want to see Will Smith's character, how he looks, they showed it first. And then in the second trailer, they showed the more human one, makes it better.
I'm okay with that. And here's my problem with the whole movie. I'm telling you right now, my problem, just like we had a problem with the DC and Batman versus Superman, my problem, I'm telling you, is going to be Jafar.
For sure.
That guy's voice 100%. Is not Jafar. That guy does not scare anybody.
At all. I'm sure a lot of people who don't, you know, really, you know, the younger crowd, especially that didn't grow up on the original Aladdin like we did, is not going to be as affected. But, like, for example, like, the Jasmine, I think that she looks too, like, American. I mean, I understand the actual actress is descent, Middle Eastern descent.
She looks American.
But she just looks, like, Americanized.
Yeah.
Middle Eastern descent. And I'm getting that from the trailer as well. Not just from, you know, from what I've seen of the actress and you know, Power
Rangers.
Same as Aladdin. Yeah, the character as well. Aladdin, same thing. He doesn't have the right look. You know what I mean? There's something about it that he looks more like a henchman.
But he would be one of Jafar's henchmen. At least he's more more of a real descendant of
Jafar
looks really terrible.
I'm hearing a lot of complaints that if Iago doesn't talk, also that's going to be horrible.
I mean, I think the Jafar being, I mean, I don't,
that's a weak Jafar.
These actors are unknowns, basically, right? The person playing Jasmine, she was only in the Power Ranger movie. Yeah. That's what I remember her from.
Yeah,
and everyone else, I really don't know, except for Will Smith, obviously. I will say in the last trailer that came out when he was like, they were making fun of like the mummy thing, or I don't know if you guys saw that last trailer. It wasn't. I don't mind Will Smith. I don't think I'll be okay with Will Smith.
Yeah.
As long as everything else fits, everything else is not fitting for me.
No.
And I think the problem is that I really love Aladdin. Like, I really, that's like my favorite Disney movie and animated movie. And I, you know, if this does not work out, I'm just gonna blow up. I'm just gonna get very angry.
I don't know what they're doing here. I mean, Disney's doing, they're when it comes to the live action reproductions of the animated films, they're hit or miss. They're doing
it
decent.
But it's not really good or really bad for everything. Because Lion King looks decent.
It looks decent because Jon Favreau already killed it with The Jungle Book. You know, he already knows what he's doing. So, not to take away anything from Guy Ritchie, but that's not really his type of film.
No.
It's true.
You know, and it's just going to be a little jarring to see his, you know, his fast cutting and I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
You know what? If I get the carpet ride inside the volcano, I'm okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's going to be all CGI. That's going to be good stuff. Right? I mean, and like it's, it is funny
because... Like, I want to see like the game, like the Sega Genesis game.
Oh, my God, that game is amazing. Yeah. That game is amazing.
If I get that, then I'm okay.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the whole thing with our generation specifically. Aladdin captured so many of, like, the... You know, like, I was, like, you know, I don't remember how old I was for Aladdin, but I might have been, like, 43. 9 or 10. Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying, like, I was at an age where I wasn't liking, like, Disney anymore. You know, I was watching, you know, all you know, Spider-Man and Batman, and, you know, I was, you know, heroes, you know what I mean? And then Aladdin was able to capture that as well as, like, the Jasmine Princess, and, like, it was just a complete, you know, film.
It was the genie,
You know, Genie, he brought it home. But the whole, like that, the side characters, Abu, the carpet. You know what I mean? Like you said, the carpet's a character. So, yeah, it's going to have its moments because I think it's the same thing. You have these side characters, the tiger, you know, Jasmine's tiger. Like, it's just such a well-thought-up story. Yeah. And it has so much, you know, different, unique characters to it. But the problem is that any hero story needs a great villain, and we're just going right back to that. That's not going
to
make it your
fault. I mean, this movie is going to be hard for me to watch because the Aladdin, the original, I was in second grade when I saw that movie. Like, it was like my first field trip. And seeing that movie, just going off like representation-wise, there's no other brown superhero that I could relate to.
And then, and back then,
I see another brown character that looks like me, you know, same color, and I could relate to that character, and it was great. That movie was amazing. This movie, better not mess that up. You get what I'm saying? Like,
nah, I think it captures the same story of that's the most impacting thing of the lat, you know, the story of Aladdin is the rags to riches, you know, being counted as something when you're not, you know, the diamond in the rough. Again, they're trying to promote this to the nostalgia of people who liked the animated version. It's not a brand new movie that no one has any clue what it's about, so they got to hold up to that. And you know, I don't know. I think everyone's very unsure of it.
Villain that works with a voice, with the power, the look, the scary look. Give me somebody that's been in war, missing an eye, something. You cannot give me that guy. That guy, I will look at him and I will throw him in the cave. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like they got the first unknown British actor.
There's so many guys. Let me tell you, I would have loved what's his name from the Mummy movies and the Deuce Bigelow. I can't remember the actor's name, but the taller guy,
Rob Schneider. Yeah, he would have been a great Jafar.
Yeah, Rob. You can do it, Aladdin. Get that laugh. You can do it.
I think he would be a better Jafar than this guy.
Oh, that's funny, Rob Schneider. Hashtag Where's Rob Schneider?
You know what? Anyways. You know, where is Billy Zane? Give me Billy Zane.
I'll take Billy Zane.
Give me Billy Zane.
I would take Billy Zane.
Where's Billy Zane?
Listen, I want to segue from one bad trailer The next trailer I'm going to bring up is, I mean, we touched on it very, very little in the beginning of this episode. What is up with that Sonic trailer?
Well, the fans, that music would have been awesome. Right?
Yeah, no, if they would have used that music for that trailer, that would have been great. But they used Gangster Paradise.
Why?
I'm sorry, Yopis, I know your wife is going to listen to this or probably never going to listen to this, but that song should have never been used for this trailer.
What does one have to do with the other? Why is Gangster's Paradise being played with Sonic the Hedgehog? When?
Yeah. It was played for the whole trailer, and that's what upsets me the most, because I'm like, okay, when are they going to break this song? When are they going to change the song? And
there's thousands of rappers and people that make beats. Get them to get the song from Sega and get them to remix it.
Yeah. That's what we want. We want Sonic the Hedgehog.
But you know what? I'll give a word to one thing. I mean, I didn't really read all the hate. I mean, I hated it as soon as I saw him. Like, that's a horrible looking Sonic. But I didn't go spilling, you know, my displeasure over the internet.
It looks terrible.
But apparently so many people did, because, I mean, it's out. It's official. They're re-rendering that.
Yeah.
Like, they're straight up re-rendering Sonic to look more like the game. Like, the fans won. I'm impressed.
So the funny thing is, it was the meme that you sent where is a bird. It's a statue of a bird carrying a man, and it says that is
that's Sonic. Yeah, I know which meme you're talking about. That's Jim Carrey trying to save this movie.
Technically, that's the only reason I will ever watch that movie.
That's the only reason. But the thing is, that trailer relied way too much, and I love Jim Carrey. I love. It looked like he's going back to like Liar Liar type Jim Carrey.
But it relied
too much on him. It was too much, and I needed more Sonic. And the joke about the baby being in the bag, and it was kind of lame. And god, it was.
I know.
It was bad. It was bad.
I'll bring up one other film, and then we'll do a couple more shows. Just a touch quickly. To start moving along. I mean, Toy Story 4, whatever. Please stop Pixar saying something's the last and then not being the last.
I thought Toy Story 3 was perfect ending. I don't know why they're making it.
Exactly. I think they should have left it. And Sporky? Come on, what is that? Sporky.
The trailer Sporky. Didn't sell me at all.
No, me neither. But I'm going to get into, just for a second. Have you guys watched the trailer for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? The new Tarantino
one? Yeah, that looks great.
Yep, I saw it.
Okay. I kind of want to say it gives me, which I'm looking forward to because Tarantino's doing it, so, you know, it's going to be even crazier than that. But doesn't it kind of give you the vibe of the what is it, the Nice Guys? Was it called?
With Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. Yeah. Like, it gives me that vibe to it, but with Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, a little bit.
And Tarantino directing it.
I've read some things that Quentin Tarantino said this is the closest film. The closest that he'll get to redoing something that looks like Pulp Fiction.
Okay. Okay. I'm not getting that vibe, though. I'm not getting the Pulp Fiction vibe.
No,
so
I'm not either.
Maybe the trailer's showing us something different. So
no, but I agree. It feels more like a Nice Guy. And I want to know...
Nice Guys.
I'm interested in how they're going to do the whole Sharon Tate thing and the Charlie Manson thing, the Charles Manson thing. And you know, it's interesting. That movie... I mean, the vibe of that movie,
it's
Tarantino. It's Tarantino.
Yeah, it looks different. I'm looking forward to that. We were talking earlier off show, so we could bring that up a bit so we can get to series. How about that Watchmen series that HBO is
going to... I don't know what they're doing with that. I don't know anything about
I'll be honest. I want to watch it. I definitely want to watch it.
And yeah,
I
want to
see where it goes. I feel HBO is... I have hope in HBO to do good by it, but...
It's not really a hype trailer, but what it does do is, if you're a fan of Watchmen, especially the film, is you're coming with the angle of, what are they doing? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't look like it feeds off the direct storyline that we got in the film at all. And then, like, the characters, like, it looks like the Jeremy Irons is playing Dr. Manhattan, but he doesn't look like
Dr. Manhattan. He's going to play Ozymandias.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I mean, maybe there's going to be a Dr. Manhattan. Maybe there's not. Does it take place right before Watchmen? Does it take place years?
Actually, I'm just reading right now. I'm sorry to cut you off, Omega, but I'm just reading that it looks like it's going to be a continuation from the original show. I mean, from the original comic.
From the comics, not the film.
The film is very close to the comic.
Very close to the comic.
So it might as well be. It should be the film. But it looks like it's a continuation.
Okay.
That makes sense.
See, then that makes
sense. That makes sense, yeah.
That does make sense. So I'm looking forward to the Rorschach thing. I mean, unfortunately, then if it is a continuation, we won't have Rorschach. You know, spoiler alert, you want to see Watchmen? Watch Watchmen.
Right.
Watch Watchmen before you watch the series. But it's still going to be disappointing because that's a great character. And we're getting like this Rorschach cult or movement or type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be Damon Lindelof that did Lost and The Leftovers that's in charge of this.
Leftovers is great.
And Yopis, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but Leftovers is amazing.
Is that a food show?
Yeah, it's out of food.
This guy. Another quick show, Netflix, Dark Season 2. That's looking great.
Oh, yeah, that looks awesome.
Yeah, that's... And especially the way that... I mean, watch. If you haven't seen Dark, watch Dark on Netflix so you can be caught up
in its original language.
It's a great cliffhanger. Yes, watch it in German.
Actually, if you want to watch it in Spanish or subtitles. Any other language other than English,
it's fine. Do not do English. Just letting you know. Yeah. Heads up.
So, yeah, let's wrap it up. I believe, again, we're going to make a mention.
We never talked about It too.
Let's talk about It too real quick, because that's
side note,
one of the best trailers I've seen in a while.
I don't know if I told you guys, but to me, that is one of the most smartest remakes that I've seen in a while, because they've done it the right way. They took something that already was creepy as it is, but they've split it, and it looks amazing for me. Like, I'm all the way in.
It looks scary, and it looks like they're changing the story up some as to how Pennywise is coming back. I mean,
it looked creepy, man. Like, that trailer was awesome. Like,
it was done great.
I was in. And again, the guy playing it, like, man, Bill. What's his name? Bill something. Bill Skarsgård.
Oh, Skarsgård.
Yeah, it's a Skarsgård brother. Floki. That's the youngest one.
Floki from Vikings' little brother. Yeah. And Eric from True Blood's little brother.
Really?
Man, what a family. And the doctor
From MCU.
Yeah. Man, that family. Like, unbelievable.
He's awesome.
He is. He's incredible. So, before Yo Peace gives out our where to reach us and wonderful usual information, just going to remind everyone again, we will be paneling August 10th at the Sunrise Comic Con. Tickets are for sale at sunrisefl.gov/tickets.
Yeah, and where you can find us, you can find us on our new website, which is fanaticallycorrect.com. And there you're going to find pretty much all of our information. We're going to try to keep you guys as updated as we can, as much as we can. You know, with our jobs and everything, but that is going to lead you into your Spotify. You can go to iTunes from there. It's just a click away from everything. You got your Google Play, you got our Twitter, our Instagram, and of course our Facebook, which we don't use that much. We're also on another website called MeWe, but I mean, it all depends on where you want to reach, where you want to find us. Just go to fanaticallycorrect.com and you'll find all that information there. Also, there's a tell us section on the bottom. If you write anything, suggestions, anything that you like, don't like about our show, you can just write it there. It'll come straight to our email and we'll reach out to you guys. Also, I want to thank everybody that has voted on our questions or had liked our Twitters, our Instagram. Thank you guys for keeping us going.
Before I believe MSK takes a different twist for a necessity, I just want to mention, I'm probably sure there's a lot of trailers. We have a long list here, but you know, we'd be here for hours talking about them. 2019 is folding out to be a pretty good year film wise you know, in some areas not so good, but so we didn't hit everything, and maybe we'll tweet about some stuff and,
yeah, we'll probably do another Instagram episode
or Facebook. Or, yeah, probably do another trailers episode in a few months from now, after the con or whatnot, and as we get closer to the end of the year, closer to Star Wars and the winter run. But, yeah, MSK, I think, is going to give us a slightly different necessity from what I understand.
Yeah, this is going to be a little different. It's going to be harder because we've already seen this trailer and this movie, so it's going to be hard to explain this. But since you brought up the whole different aspect of trailers, every couple of years, there's always a new way of cutting these trailers. I'm going to give you the two most prominent examples. When Inception came out, when you hear the bomb, every trailer after that started doing it. For like
the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Every after Inception did that, every trailer, every action movie did that same thing for like 4 years. The new thing now, it's the Suicide Squad, the fast cutting to music, the click 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 and they cut to the music, the Queen, and everyone's doing
Queen
that.
Rhapsody. Yeah.
So every couple of years there's always a new style of cutting trailers. So
a new trend for trailers.
So yeah, so I just want to bring up this specific trailer, Death Wish 3, right? If you go to YouTube and look up Death Wish 3.
This guy.
Death Wish 3. No, no, jokes aside, I had to do that for Yopis because that's his favorite movie. Geez. But, no, the trailer I was going to talk about.
Side note before he says the real trailer, the 80s action trailers were the best. He's always that same guy. He's going to take on everyone.
He's
going to
take on everyone.
World.
Yeah. And it's like an 8-minute trailer.
Guns and more guns. Yeah. Like
that's, you know, you brought that up, but we have to let them know what happened. So, one day, I'm skimming through, like trying to watch TV, and you tell me to go to this channel.
It was AMC.
AMC, and you're like, man, go see what they're watching, what they're playing right there, and I went, and it was freaking Death Wish 3, and I had to watch the whole movie.
You watched the whole, and I was totally joking. I didn't even watch the whole movie.
I literally had to watch the whole movie, because, I mean, I've seen Death Wish, but I've never seen Part 3, and at this point, where I caught it, I was thinking to myself, how did I end up here? How did we all end up here? And how did he end up here? And I just had to just continue watching, and I would never get that hour or whatever long ago it was left for the movie back. And I hate you for it, and I've You're always welcome. Mentioned it, how much I hate that.
No, but all seriousness, that was my joke necessity. So if anyone wants to go to YouTube and check out Death Wish 3 and feel Yopis' pain, go ahead. I don't know why you would want to do that, but go ahead. No, I wanted to bring up the first teaser. I think it was the first teaser to Cloverfield. Because when that movie came out, social media wasn't big. YouTube wasn't big. Facebook wasn't big. I think it was around like the decline of MySpace, maybe, where it started coming out. Mm-hmm. And that trailer hit and no one knew what it was about. Yeah. There was no title for it. It was just, there was nothing. That trailer hit in front of a Transformer. I think it was the first Transformer movie that it hit. Oh. And you see it and you see the party scene. And if you go back and you watch it now, it just seems like every, like a stereotypical young adult marketing scheme.
Yeah,
right.
But back then it was like one of the first ones that did it. And it was done so well that it got me so hyped, and we were talking about this earlier. If you get a movie, if you get a trailer that hypes you up for the movie, and then you watch the movie, and the movie's like, okay, whatever, then it did its job. The marketing, the trailer, it did its job. So that was one of the first trailers that I saw that completely fooled me, because I expected a Godzilla-type movie, and that's not exactly what I got.
What you got.
But the way they cut that trailer and us not even knowing the name of the movie. I mean, Cloverfield, the name Cloverfield was very last minute because that's what the fans gave it. And it was something different. It was, and you know, as an editor, I'm a video editor. So seeing that trailer, the way it was edited back then, it really, you know, it was like, wow, that was pretty cool what they did there.
Now you can, you find that actual trailer online right now? If I go to YouTube?
Yeah, it should definitely still be on YouTube. I mean, again, it's dated, so it probably won't have the same effect. So you have to kind of take yourself back there. I'm pretty sure you two remember the feeling of watching Cloverfield and not knowing what was going to happen. Because, you know, you didn't know what that movie's going to be about.
Yeah. But I think that's something that people don't normally do, which is go back and watch a trailer after you've seen the actual film.
Right, only I do.
Yeah, no, but actually that's actually something interesting to do, because you get a different take on things and kind of like, you know, almost become your own self-expert of looking at, like, when a film disappoints you, rewatch a trailer and kind of see what things triggered you into being overhyped. Because I have an issue with that sometimes. Sometimes I'm a little disappointed by films because I overhype myself, because there are triggers in trailers that really like, oh yeah, I want to see, you know, right. they know how to hook me. And you almost like, you know, a self-growth thing, you go back to it and see what your trailer triggers are as to what overhypes you or what makes you think that a movie is not going to be good, and then you're like, oh wow, I was like, you know, really surprised. But you might not want to cure that, because that's actually kind of a good thing when a trailer, you know, kind of disappoints you. I mean, for movie buffs like us that are going to go see a certain movie anyways, right. For the standard audience that maybe watches one movie every 2 months, that it does have to capture them, well, then that's not going to work. You need to have a strong marketing tool to get them in their seats. But I mean, that's actually a different thing, because I don't really remember the trailer now for Cloverfield, but I do remember wanting to see that movie.
Yeah.
I do remember seeing that movie, and I didn't hate it, but I was not as, I do remember not being as impressed with it as I bought into the hype was. So I do want to rewatch that trailer to see, because that's a different take.
That's a great necessity, but I still have to agree with the fact that you guys are talking while you're explaining about trailers. Enough with the teasers of trailers. That thing.
Yeah, I can't.
It's not even
that.
The
just
teaser of trailers. It's the teaser to the teaser.
Yeah, enough that of upsets that. Me. Enough of that. And also, the less you put in a trailer and keep me intrigued.
Yeah. Less is more.
And then after the movie comes out, show me that extra trailer. But until then, don't give me all the information. I don't care. Don't care. Just keep me intrigued. That's what I want.
Yeah, especially if it's a sequel or it's connected to another movie.
Definitely.
Yeah, of course. Because now we're looking for a surprise or a twist that we don't want to be spoiled for us. So yeah, I agree with that. So all right. Well, I guess that was definitely a different take in necessity. Check out a trailer. Sometimes it's video games. Sometimes it's, you know, who knows? You know, we always try to do different stuff that, you know, rounds us up, you know, up as nerds. So on that note, this is Omega saying peace.
MSK, peace out.
Yo, peace. Peters.
And there you have it, folks. This has been Fanatically Correct. Until next time, you crazy kids. Signing off.
Death Wish 3. Go watch it.
You bastard.